Hey, welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of the tarot to jump on somebody else's intro.
Yeah, I was all prepared. You said, you go for it, and then you held me for 1 second, and then when you came back, you jumped in.
I did. I really sharked that one. I feel good about it, though.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel like, ugh, yeah.
What if I told you my feelings were hurt?
Hmm?
You don't even care?
No, I'm kind of the Knight of Swords today.
Just charging in. Well, you know, the advice with the Knight of Swords is always that you could end up rushing it and hurting yourself in the process.
Speaking of Russian, today we're going to use the Tarot of St. Petersburg.
You are jumping the gun on everything today.
I'm sorry. I'm just excited. I'm excited to have you here in the studio.
That's good.
I'm excited to record. I'm excited to read some tarot cards. Let's do this thing, Ben. Let's do the dang thing.
All right, well, slow your roll, pal, okay. Because we have to talk about what we do on this show, because, I don't know, you know, we might have some new listeners.
That's true. Every week, there's a couple more. Every week,
we could have more. And so, on the off chance that we do, what do we do on this podcast? Well, before we get to that even, I'm Ben.
Yeah, that's Ben. He's the guy that I stopped from doing the intro so I could do the intro instead. I stole his thunder.
And that's Brian.
I'm a thunder stealer.
And we are two guys who are
non-mystical,
and we use the power of
tarot
to answer your
life's
biggest
burning
questions.
Nailed it.
It's like a Mad Lib. Noun, hairy. Oh no, that's an adjective. But that's always what I put for an adjective, hairy.
Hairy.
Because you never know where it's going to come up. Also, you know why. Four people are laughing at that joke. All right, so here's
those
another.
Are Mad Libs peeps.
Another thing that we do on this show is read the tarot. I guess we kind of talked about that, but.
Yeah, we touched on it.
We touched on it, but let's get a little bit deeper into it. There's a lot of different spreads when you're reading the tarot. You can draw a lot of cards. The most I've ever seen anybody draw is 12. How many have you seen people draw?
I don't know.
The most.
So at tarot meetups, I see people like just throwing out cards, not even in a spread, just like throwing out cards in a giant mix. And I would say probably 15 to 20 is the most I've seen.
What are you supposed to get out of the big mix?
It just depends on where cards are laying next to each other and like what's close to.
This seems like a drinking game.
And what's far away? Well, it's the tarot.
All right. Well, we don't do any of that. We only use three cards for a number of reasons. Reasons one is that
we are bad at doing this.
Number of reasons two,
we don't plan on getting better.
Number of reasons three,
it's easy for you.
Perfect. That's what I was looking for. It's all about the listener. You have to frame it as being about them, not about us.
Right. It's all about you.
How it's all about benefits, not features.
Just for you.
Yeah. Well, we want to seem relatable.
Yeah.
You know, we're in like a period where expertise is frowned upon.
We're like
we're just an everyman.
We're the Paul Rudd of the tarot world. Is that too much? Did I go too far?
I don't know.
You overstep?
Yeah, I think a little.
Oh, well.
All right, so
who do we be? The John Schneider?
Who's that? At least I know who Paul Rudd is.
He was Luke Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard.
All right.
He was the blonde one.
Okay. I'm kind of there.
Is he relatable enough?
Maybe.
What about Stuart French?
Who's that?
He was the squinty guy from Third Rock from the Sun.
Okay.
No, French Stewart. I don't know who Stewart French is, and I apologize to Stewart French for calling you squinty.
Okay, that's fine. We can be him.
You're done with this bit.
Yeah, because I don't know any actors or actresses. I was going to try to name somebody, but I don't know.
What about Kevin Spacey?
No, I don't think that's somebody we want to be. Okay.
Not so much.
Okay, back to the what we do here, which is that we only look at three cards, and they each have a very specific function. The first one represents the past of the situation, the second, the present, and the third, the future.
The 100% money-back guaranteed future if you follow all our advice.
Let's talk about this for 1 second, which is that, does it ever feel like cheating to talk about the past? You know, we always, it's like, they get three cards, and 33.3% repeating of the cards is something they already know.
That's true, but we need to lay it out as a foundation for what's coming next. Sometimes,
great spin.
Sometimes it feels like it's cheating because we're essentially just repeating their question, but sometimes it gives us good background info.
I feel like it's a big make or break card because if they're like, that doesn't sound like me, then
then you got to scramble.
Yeah.
But luckily, yeah, we don't have to deal with that.
No, but when I've read in person before, I'm always like, does that seem right? And then people are either like, yeah, or yeah.
Yeah, I read for someone last night, and as I was reading for her, she was like, should I say stuff or not? And I was like, yeah, definitely say stuff. It makes it easier to tell this story. And she was like, I'm just going to clam up this whole time. And she didn't give me anything the whole time.
Mm, well, I would have picked up my cards and gone home.
I was already home.
I would have told her to get out.
I did.
Good. So one final thing before we get into the business of the podcast here is that there'll be a card of the week later for everybody else.
That's right. For everybody. It's the Paul Rudd of our readings. It's really the everyman of the cards.
Also, I've got an update for you. This is coming very late. Very late in the game on updates, but...
Are you leaving me?
No.
Oh, good.
What I was going to update you on was, do you remember on our New Year's episode, we drew a card of the year?
We did.
Do you remember what the card was?
The card of the year was the...
Oh, Brian. It's not very useful if you don't... Nope. It's not very useful if you don't remember it.
I don't remember it.
It was the High Priestess.
It was the High Priestess. I knew it was a woman.
Wow. Which was a great card of the year. And then, basically, for whatever reason, based on something that I saw on the internet, I drew a tarot card to put in the front of my notebook just mm-hmm. to be a little spiritual reminder.
Yeah.
And it was the High Priestess. I guess it's just a High Priestess year for me.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do it. Let's go to Queerance Corner and answer somebody's question.
Let's get on over.
Otherwise, we don't get paid.
All right, Ben, do you want to do the honors since I stepped on your intro?
Yeah, that's fine. I left a pause there for you to swoop in and steal it, but you didn't.
I didn't.
This week's question comes to us from Nathan. And Nathan says, I just got a promotion, but I don't love my job. Then he asks, should I stick with it or try to go work somewhere else?
That's a question really rooted in, like, real stuff. Not a lot of...
As opposed to the garbage we normally get? Should I talk to my ex?
There's not
a lot of... No, the answer is no.
Emotion there. I mean, I guess I don't love my job.
He used the word love.
But it seems like a very swords and coins oriented question.
Okay.
So we are going to use the Russian deck of St. Petersburg today. I'm going to have Ben look at this. I've had this deck for a very long time.
I've never seen it.
But I don't think Ben's ever seen it.
Sent directly to Brian from Vlad.
Yep. From Yuri Shakov.
Oh. On the back, without even looking at the front, there's a floral pattern and then ornately represented all of the symbols of the tarot.
And a helmet.
And a mace.
That's the wand.
Oh, what a violent wand. Okay. So these cards are interesting. Each card has a floral vignette around it. And then the cards themselves... You know, they kind of look like church art.
They do kind of look like church art.
It's your normal standard picture for the most part, but more church arty than usual.
It looks like somebody took little toys and is painting pictures of little toys.
Yeah. Yeah, also the fool has a sock puppet of himself on his hand.
That is a meta fool.
All right, so that's the Russian tarot.
How many stars out of 5?
Oh, I have to do a rating 2.
Yep. That's what it's we do two. This year.
It's 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't like it that much.
Wow. That's only one more than the Game of Life tarot.
Yeah, but there's a vast gulf between 1 and 2.
I guess so.
I mean, look, I kind of think of it this way. Like, 4 or 5 is a recommend. It's an endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
1 or 2 is I wouldn't recommend that you spend your hard-earned money on this deck. And a 3 is like punting. So I would not recommend this
punting
deck.
Like going down a Venetian canal?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like calm, but, you know, I'm not enthusiastic.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, that didn't work.
That was Ben shuffling very effectively.
This deck's hard to shuffle. 2 stars. I feel good about my rating. My thoughts are... Regarding the 2 stars, that it's just basically like your standard deck, but the art is worse and the vignette border annoys me.
You think the art is not very good?
That's what I think.
Okay.
All right. One more. I'm not ready. I don't feel good about the shuffle yet.
Fair. I think it's because you gave this deck 2 stars. It's working against you.
That may be. Sorry, Nathan. All right, here we are. Into the question.
All right. At first, I thought you were apologizing to the author of the deck, and I was like, no, that guy's name is Yuri Shakov. But you were apologizing to Nathan.
Do you think Yuri's listening?
I think Yuri is a rabid listener. I think he really loves this.
Well, 5 stars to his deck.
Which gives us an average of 3.5 stars.
There you go. That sounds like a recommend to me.
Which is pretty good. Are we going to do half stars ever?
No.
No. So we are on a true 5 scale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, we might as well just do a 10 scale.
That was something I was wondering when I was editing one earlier.
No half stars.
No half stars.
Starry. Sorry, I got to make a decision.
Starry.
Starry.
Man.
I also do a rating system for all the books I read. And I give them 1 through 5 stars. But I punt a lot.
You do 3 stars a lot?
Always. Every book is a 3-star book.
You got to figure that most things are just middling.
Yeah.
Like, most things just exist in the world as the things that they are.
And I feel like 5 is, you know, like you can't just give a lot of books a 5, otherwise it loses its power. Mm-hmm. And you can't give a lot of books a 1 because that loses a lot of its power. So then it's either a 2, 3, or 4. And that's a very narrow space to play. And so I normally just am like, eh, it's a 3.
Hmm. Well then, this
maybe
2
I should just give a lot of books 2s.
Really makes a difference.
Because I don't like most of the books I read.
You don't like most of the books you read.
They're average to would not recommend.
Maybe you should read more trash fiction.
I don't know.
Because you read a lot of nonfiction,
I
right?
do.
And that's not working out for you. So maybe switch it up. Start reading some trash fiction. Start reading some like Harlequin romance novels.
Okay.
And some genre books like horror or westerns.
I'll think about it.
You won't.
I won't do it.
All right. Let's get Nathan's question one more time.
I just got a promotion, but I don't love my job. Should I stick with it or try to work somewhere else?
And?
Flip. The 7 of clubs, which is wands, but mm-hmm.
Those clubs are savage.
Yeah, they're basically just wooden maces. And then you've got this handsome-looking young man with his cape flowing in the wind. He's holding one of these maces and beating off 6 other maces. Stop. And then there's a dove flying.
Do I need to
him.
Beep that?
No. It's the kid. It's going to go right over the kids' heads.
Oh, it's so funny, though. So, anyway.
It's like podcasting with a toddler. There are some downstairs. I can go get one.
Yeah, we almost podcasted with a toddler today. I was just trying to bring some of that youthful vigor into the podcast.
Well, the 7 of clubs is perfect for this situation because the 7 of clubs is all about achieving a level of success, but then having to defend that success.
Ben, just look at the art on this card, though. I'm sorry for sidetracking your skin, but look at the art on this card and tell me that this deck is a 2. Like, there's a lot of action going on. There's a lot happening in that painting, and it's a very simple painting.
Okay, but this card is actually better than some of the cards I saw when I did my quick shuffle through.
Okay.
We'll see what comes up next.
Okay. I'm going to try and get you up one more star, Yuri.
You're just like Yuri's hype man?
That's right.
Okay. So, the 7 of clubs is about... Really, I like to look at the 7 of clubs in context of the 5, 6, and 7 of clubs. Mm-hmm. Because the 5 is about a struggle either within yourself or with some other people, and you're all on even footing. The 6 of clubs is about success and, you know, achieving, like, winning that battle from the 5. And then the 7 is about now defending that success and defending your current position. Mm-hmm. So you've achieved some success. You got a promotion. You beat back all those other people. You beat them off. You got the promotion. But now that you're there... You know, it's not time to rest on your laurels. It's time to defend that post. And maybe that fatigue from defending that post is making you feel like you'd rather get another job than continue to kind of play this, like, corporate ladder game.
Yeah.
Corporate shoots and ladders.
I love all of that.
Corporate shoots and ladders. Write that down.
That's the name of this episode. If you're listening to this episode, you already know.
Yeah, but think about how we can make money from that, too. Like, we can make a game. I bet it exists.
It probably does, and it's probably not fun.
No, it wouldn't be.
I like to think of the 7 of clubs as another set of 3 of the 7, 8, and 9 of clubs.
Oh, wow.
The 7 of clubs is exactly what you said. You're defending your ideas, then the 8, there's a lot of stuff happening. There's a lot of action, a lot of things just coming right at you. And the 9, you're still defending your ideas, but you're almost home. You're almost there. You're just exhausted, but victory is right around the corner. And so I think whether you use Ben's trilogy or my trilogy, you're still looking with the 7 at defending something that's worth defending.
Which is the 3 of clubs/wands?
The 3 of wands is the whole world in your hands. Or is that the 2?
The 2 is the world. The 3 is the planning.
3.
Okay,
is
so that doesn't work with my story. But I was going to say, like, the wands are really a stair step, you know? It's like battle, resting success. Battle, resting success for a lot of the cards.
Yeah.
Which kind of mirrors, like, how you learn a skill or something like that.
Yeah, I like that. Climbing and plateau. I like your phrase of resting success. That's nice.
I like my phrase of corporate shoes and ladders.
So yeah, with the 7 of clubs, regardless of whose trilogy you go with, you're looking at fighting the good fight. You're defending your ideas. You're defending your passions right now.
Mm-hmm. So let's go to the present. We went deep on that card.
Yeah, we did.
It's like we were smart about it. Flip.
The Knight of Cups.
All right. So we have what looks like a animatronic horse, and there's a big Russian man on it holding a giant goblet. And the animatronic horse is walking across a post-apocalyptic dirt wasteland.
Or it just could be Russia. We don't know what it looks like there.
Well, there would be snow.
Yeah, this is kind of post-apocalyptic. There's like flowers and treasures inside the earth.
There you go. It's like Dig Dug.
It is like Dig Dug. Pop culture, guys.
So the Knight of Cups, Brian, you want to go for it?
The Knight of Cups, despite what this card looks like, is all about romance. It's he's the white knight on a shining steed coming to save you away.
You know that sex thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Careless Whispers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was thinking of I'm Holding Out for a Hero.
No.
From the Footloose soundtrack.
That's the Knight of Swords.
Sorry. Just got sidetracked thinking about 80s music. And so right now, what that's saying is you or someone else has, like, really has romantic ideas of what life should be.
It's probably him.
Yeah.
It's probably Nathan.
And I think that is accentuated by the way you phrased in your question, I don't love my job. And not that love and romance go together, but the romantic idea of I'm going to find a career that where I'm going to be completely fulfilled all the time. Like, that's a romantic idea.
Mm-hmm. And so that's that you're saying that's where he's at right now?
I think so.
Okay.
Is that that's what he's looking for. And possibly he sees a glimpse of somewhere that that could be.
I think that's a very savvy reading. Let's go to the future.
Let's go to the future. You got one more chance, Yuri.
Flip.
Because the Knight of Cups.
It didn't do it.
It didn't do it for me either.
So there you go. Even your hype man, Yuri.
The 8 of Swords.
Oh, boy.
You go ahead and describe this puppy.
Well, you've got a lady with very uneven boobs.
Whoa.
Graphically uneven. Like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't bring that up if I didn't have to.
Yeah, I was going to defend you, but yeah.
And she is tied up with a very skinny rope. Her eyes are closed. She's got flowing brown hair. She's got some swords stabbed into the ground next to her and one sword floating behind her. And there's the Kremlin in the background.
Great. And so the final rating for this deck?
2 stars.
Ooh. Yuri, I really had hope for you with the 7 of clubs there.
The 7 of clubs was good. The other 2 cards, though, did not.
If you just had to rate the 7 of clubs on a scale of 1 to 5.
4.
4. But then we still have 2 twos. Which takes us down to a 2 point something.
Yeah, whatever 8/3 is.
Yeah. There's no way to know that.
No.
So
we'll just leave it at 2 something. And so I'll round down to 2.
So that's where we're at.
Okay, so
The 8 of Swords in the future. Ben, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, well, the 8 of Swords is not a very bright and happy card. The 8 of Swords Brian shrugging. I think he has a positive spin, so that's good.
Yeah, shocker.
So the Eight of Swords is normally about self-imprisonment. It is the fact that this woman, she's very loosely bound. Normally she has a blindfold on, but in this deck her eyes are just closed, which is even more self-imprisonment. The swords are arrayed around her, and she's got her eyes closed, and she's tied up, and she feels like she's in a prison. But in reality, she could just open her eyes, or walk forward, or walk backward, or kind of hulk out of those ropes. So she's really just trapped by her own mind and a feeling of stuckness. Now, Brian, spin it.
No, I'm on board with you. Anyway, in the near future, it looks like she's trapped. It looks like you feel trapped, Nathan, in the near future. But that's only because you are choosing to not look around you. You are choosing to keep your eyes closed. And if you just start taking steps, you're free. You can do whatever you want.
Okay.
And so let's tie this all back together.
Hold on. I wanted to ask you a question. Make a statement and then have you respond to it.
Okay.
So, it's going to be a question. I'm going to say, is what you're saying that in the future, Nathan's going to stay at his current job and feel like he has to, but in reality, he doesn't have to?
Yeah, I'm saying that is the option that Nathan is going to pursue. Like, I'm making a prediction here that Nathan is going to stay in his current job and feel trapped. But if he would listen to the cold intellect of the swords and just open his eyes, he could walk forward and get into a situation that more embraces the romantic Knight of Cups side of things.
I think you did just bring it back together.
Yeah.
Great.
So
there you go, Nathan.
The advice, if we were going with that type of arrangement of cards, the advice would be, I think, quit your job.
I think so. You're going to feel stuck, but you can leave. You have our permission.
Yeah, and quitting your job is going to be hard. Like, she is barefoot and walking on rocks. So, like,
in a post-apocalyptic Russian wasteland,
it's still going to hurt your feet. But changing careers, changing jobs is always going to be rough. There's always going to be growing pains. But if you're feeling stuck right now, you're not going to feel less stuck later.
Yep.
Cool. Well, I hope that helped, Nathan. Quit your job.
And we're back.
And we're back. How was that, Ben? How was the Russian deck of St. Petersburg? Three stars worthy?
No, not quite. But I will say, I thought the reading went well.
I thought so, too. You did a good job.
You too. this podcast is just us self-congratulating?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's move on to the card of the week, huh?
Let's do it. And what deck do we have this week?
Well, we have the Black Cat Tarot, Brian.
The Black Cat Tarot.
And I'm already going into this assuming that it's going to be bad, because every Cat Tarot deck I've ever seen has been.
Yeah. That's what we know about Cat Tarot decks, is that they are bad decks.
On the back of the deck, we have two of the same cats reflected in reverse. It's a black cat, and he's just looking at us, and he's wearing a tiara. And this deck does not look like what I thought it would, based on the back of the deck.
What did you think it was going to look like?
I thought it was going to look more serious.
More serious?
Yeah. But instead, it's not serious at all. It's like, for example, the Nine of Cups here is just a cat sexily, like, lounging with her head in her hands, tipping water into another cup.
Yeah, these are, by and large, cat people.
Yeah, they are cat people. Here's a cat in a spider web.
Is that the hangman?
Yes.
Why is a cat in a spider
web? Here's a cat sitting outside in a field on a trunk, dreaming about his old home.
Huh. was that the Six of Cups? Was that the BuzzFeed card?
Yeah. You got it.
So it's good imagery.
Yeah. It's spooky a little bit. Here's a cat.
Oh, that one's on the front of the...
Yeah. There's like a cat moon in the sky. I think it is the moon. There's a moon in the sky that's shaped like a cat head, and another cat on the ground going, "Con!" Is it wrong to give this deck 3 stars?
I don't think so.
All right, 3 stars.
3 stars. You hear that, Yuri? There's a cat deck better than yours.
That's disappointing.
I'm no longer your hype man, Yuri. I'm on the cat train.
All right, so Brian, talk about card of the week. Tell him what it's all about.
The card of the week is a card for everybody that's listening, including you, Nathan. I know it's tough because you just quit your job right after you heard us say it. And you know what? I appreciate your dedication. I appreciate your blind allegiance to what we said. And for that, this card is especially for you. But for those of you listening, it's mainly for you.
Don't tell Nathan.
Yeah.
All right, so here it goes. Flip.
Ooh.
The Five of Swords.
The Five of Swords. And what's on this card, Ben?
Well, it's two samurai cats battling it out in a pit full of skulls.
You think they're samurais?
Ninjas?
Well, I mean,
is what I meant.
Look at those broadswords. That's the only thing. The style of swords is what keeps it from being Asian-themed for me.
Okay. I was just thinking ninjas because they're black cats and they're all in black. And ninjas are all in black. Anyway.
Anything else to say about it?
No. One cat's standing on a skull.
Yeah. A big skull. What kind of skull is that? A dinosaur?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. These things are cool. I like this deck.
All right, well.
I would
unfortunately,
give this,
you don't get to rate it.
Yeah, I would give this 3.5 stars.
Well, there's no half stars, and you don't get to rate, and we round down.
Okay, so the Five of Swords is, the keyword is duel. And it says, let there be war within ourselves or against an enemy, but it must be fought fairly. That's the whole thing.
Huh.
So this week, let there be war.
But don't cheat.
Yeah, don't cheat. There's going to be lots of opportunities.
It must be honorable.
To fight with people. And just make sure that when you are choosing a side, when you are defending your side, when you are doing what you think is right that needs to be done, you're doing it within the boundaries of good taste, and you're doing it within the boundaries of good sportsmanship.
I agree.
All right.
That's it.
That's us. So what now? We just start thanking people willy-nilly?
Yeah, I think we should do that, and then we should go do something else.
All right, what do you think we should do after this?
Go to our respective houses and not talk to each other until next week.
Oh, God, that sounds great.
All right, well, let's wrap this up.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Nathan, for asking your question.
And thank you to everybody else out there in the big wide world who's going to fight fair this week.
Yeah, thank you to Yuri Shakov for your pathetic two-card deck.
Wow, okay, I didn't say that. It's hard to make a tarot deck. I didn't say it was pathetic.
You said enough. We can connect the dots.
I don't endorse what you just said.
Oh, so you think it's like a 3-star deck?
No.
I tried to do reverse
psychology. It didn't work.
It didn't work.
All right.
Now I'm just a jerk.
Yes. Okay.
I didn't fight fair.
Yeah, take the dang advice. So, some things that you can do. Look, I'm going to... We need to talk for a minute, listeners. This is a moment of real talk. We get the stats. We know how many of you out there are listening. And I'm not going to say how many, because I don't want to shame you. But it's a lot. You'd be impressed.
Big numbers.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge. The biggest. But here's the thing. Not all of you have asked a question. In fact, I would say not even half of you have asked a question. And you're out there listening to our show, enjoying the comedy stylings of Ben and Brian, enjoying the mystical wisdom that we provide. But here's the thing. This show can only continue as long as we have questions.
Is this a comedy podcast, Ben?
Ostensibly.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry, listeners. This whole time, I've been treating it really earnestly. I'll try and be funny.
All right. Well, Brian, can you butt out? I'm still in the real talk section.
Oh, I'm sorry. Back to real talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have noticed your chair was flipped around and you were sitting with your legs astride the back of it.
That's how you know that it's the real talk segment. And don't shuffle. Don't skip forward 30 seconds through this part. This is important. Okay. So look, not even half of you asked a question. And if I show up to the studio and there's no question on the docket, I have to go home. Because we can't record a podcast because nobody has a life question.
And if Ben goes home, I don't talk to anybody that week.
Yeah.
Anybody. I'm like Rapunzel up here.
And so you need to do your part, which is you need to send us a question that you have with your life. Stop free riding off of other people's questions.
You've heard these questions. They're not rocket science.
No. Most of them aren't good. Most of them are the same two questions repackaged in different language.
Which isn't to say we don't appreciate them. We love everyone that sent in a question way more than we love all of you who haven't yet sent in questions.
So, there's a lot of easy ways to send us a question. One, amateurtarot.com. There's a form on the website where you just type in your first name and your question and hit send. And then we get it and it comes on the show.
Two, amateurtarotreading@gmail.com. Just go to your email provider, type that in, and write your full question with as much extra information as you want. We'll read it all. We have nothing to do here.
Three, and this one's probably extra credit because it's more difficult. 314-325-6047. That's a phone number.
And if you call that phone number within 10 minutes of us recording this right now, not only will we answer your question, but we will throw a tea party at your house featuring your favorite Disney princess.
And if you call that number and leave a high-quality voice recording, we'll put it on the show. Your voice will be on the show. Also, number four.
You can contact us on Twitter.
At Tarot Amateur.
You can contact Ben on Twitter.
At Making All This Up.
You can contact Brian on Twitter.
At Zen Iron Man. That's like six ways that you can get in touch with us and do
so many ways.
Your friggin' civil duty. It's like voting. Nobody wants to do it, but we all have to do it. I don't know. I kind of want to vote sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's more like jury duty.
Okay, it's like jury duty. Nobody wants to do it, but we all have to do it.
Except here's the thing. You get paid for jury duty. You do this for free. Wait.
Nope.
That was a bad one. Just forget I said that.
No, wait. You get paid for jury duty. This, you just get a good feeling.
Yeah, and you don't have to waste your whole day, and you don't have to, like, go in and pretend that you have some...
That you're a racist, yeah. Or that you're, like, a Mr. Monopoly, or that you have a very important job.
But if you call in and you pretend that you're a racist Mr. Monopoly, I guarantee you will get on the show.
Oh, goodness. I don't know about that.
Come on, a racist Mr. Monopoly on okay. A phone message?
Anyway, you know what? There's other stuff you could do for us, but I'm not even going to mention it because what's most important is that you send in a question.
Yeah, send in a question.
I don't care about the other calls to action.
You in particular, except for you, Nathan. You did a good job.
Nathan, great job.
And I will also go so far as to say that all the Sarahs of the world, you get a pass this week. You're good.
Yeah. Everybody else, do your duty.
If you want to send in questions, you can. But no Sarah will be in trouble right now.
It's kind of like the Israeli army. Everybody has to serve, so they have a greater appreciation of, you know, what's going on.
I'm not here to talk about politics.
I'm just talking about Israeli politics.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, fine. Cut this part out.
Let's talk about North Korea.
No. Bye.
Bye.
I guess it's just a high priestess year for me.
Yeah. Me too. I've been thinking
about it. No, obviously not because